Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we all love Will Clark around here, the six-time All-Star, 1989 NLCS MVP, epic classic first baseman for the San Francisco Giants, one of the best ever to put on a San Francisco Giants uniform. Will Clark joins Jim Cozumore, John Dickinson, and Bonte Hill, courtesy of the Dow Pack guest line. Will, thank you so much for the time today, and it's a good time to have you on with the Giants red hot right now. They've won 16 of their last 19. They're a whopping 15-3 in July, and we wanted to get you on last week because we're still there just trying to think where this team was at, Will. Are they buyers? Are they sellers? Is this a fluke? Well, a week later, after last night's game against the Cubs winning 5-4 and rallying from a 4-2 deficit in the bottom of the eighth inning, it seems like this team right now is legit and can make some noise in the National League.
Well, I'm keeping my fingers crossed they're legit. I mean, you know, that's what you start out the season to be, is legitimate. And, they've been playing well, you know, as of late. And, it's the old baseball analogy. What have you done for me lately? And, for what wasn't going right for us in April is definitely going right for us in July right now.
How much is the clubhouse starting to be believers in it? Like you point out, early in the year, it was kind of a weird, funky time for everyone, fans included. Fans certainly had bought in, especially as to what happened last night against the Cubs. But are things starting to transform? Were there a lot of believers in that clubhouse?
You know, I think that there's always believers in there, because they have won, three world championships with the nucleus of the guys that are in that clubhouse. And, the big thing with them is the fact that, just got to make sure everybody's healthy, everybody's on the right page. And they have been that as of late.
When you look, Will, at everything Madison Bumgarner has meant to the franchise and the organization and even this team this season, how much of a gut punch would it be to a clubhouse if Madison Bumgarner wasn't around in 10 days?
Well, I mean, everybody in the room knows what he's meant to this organization and what he's done, not only through his career but also in the postseason. And, it would definitely sting a little bit, but also at the same time, this organization has to look forward. And, we're starting to shore up some of our minor league system. We've had a pretty good draft. We've gotten a lot more athletic here lately. Sacramento's playing real well. Matter of fact, I'll be in Sacramento this weekend coming up to evaluate those guys before the trading deadline. And so, for me personally, watching, what has transpired here the last few weeks, it's been impressive, and I've been enjoying watching it.
Will Clark here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the Dow Pack guest line. Will, kind of give us your description of guys like Mike Yastrzemski and Alex Dickerson and Zach Greene. Tell us what you think of these young players who have come up, and more specifically, Yaz and Dickerson. They've really had an impact on this winning streak here. Tell us what you see from those, I'm not going to say young outfielders, but guys who haven't had a chance to play much in the major leagues.
Yeah, well, I think that it's been fun to watch. They've definitely added a little atmosphere and a little vibe to this team that was sorely needed. And for me personally, it's been fun to watch. The guys have been given an opportunity to play. They're going out there and they're making the most of the opportunity. So it's been fun, and I'm glad to see the young guys stepping up, and I'm glad to see some of the veterans starting to come out of their shell a little bit, and maybe this second half will kick everybody in gear, and we can make that late season push.
That'd be a lot of fun. I know the fans are starting to jump on it and believe it, too. That place sounded great yesterday when Panic hit that ball into left field. You just said you're going to Sacramento coming up pretty soon. What do you like about going to the minors and inspecting guys, looking guys, and working with guys? What do you work on? Because you played at the highest level and were successful. What is it about this particular job that kind of gives you a little juice that you enjoy doing?
You know, that's a great question because I've seen Double A Richmond, I've seen San Jose A ball, I just got back from Augusta, which was Low A ball, and then now going to Sacramento. Somebody handed me the sport. You know, Mike Kruko and Bob Brenly and those guys like that, Chris Spire, you know, Dwayne Kuiper. You know, they handed me the sport, and they said it's your job to hand it on to the next generation. And I've really kind of taken that to heart, and I really have enjoyed, you know, going into the minor league system and seeing the guys, and then not only that, doing some coaching, instructing, whatever you want to call it. But it's been a lot of fun.
Will, what do you make of Alex Dickerson and just, you know, his ability to put it together? Obviously, health has that's a big factor in it. He's a guy that has some talent, but what do you make of just his ability to kind of finally put it together with this Giants team these last couple of months?
You know, I think that, you know, it goes back to exactly what we were just talking about. You know, the fact that, you know, he's had a chance to put it together. It's no secret that he's had a little injury issue, you know, before in his career. And, you know, he's finding a way right now to pick up the pace and to get the job done.
Will Clark here on 95.7 The Game, courtesy of the Dow Pack guest line with Jim Colzamore, John Dickinson, and Bonte Hill. Will, tell us about Zach Green. We had him on the show at 12 o'clock, and the young man from the Sacramento area was up there with the River Cats, and he hit 23 Jackson AAA. I didn't know anything about him. Then I see him on Sunday afternoon against the Mets. First two ABs, a loud single, a loud RBI double. Zach Green looks like he can hack it there in the big leagues.
Well, definitely. We picked him up free agent-wise this past offseason. He actually came into spring training and had a very good spring training. But, you know, at that time we didn't have a spot for him. And, you know, he went down there to Sacramento. He took that as a personal challenge. And he put up some unbelievable numbers. Like you said before, he had 23 homers, a bunch of doubles. And I think he kind of matured as a hitter a little bit, you know. And needless to say, he earned the call-up here to the major leagues. And, you know, he's one of those kind of guys, for me personally, that it's a feel-good story and a guy you want to pull for.
Will, there's been a lot of discussion about the possibility moving the fences in and the bullpens changing over there at Oracle Park. You had the classic lefty swing. What would you, you know, would you move the fences in? Do you think that's something that's necessary, or is it just a matter of just finding more players that can hit it over the current wall?
I like your approach right there. That was very nicely said.
Would you hate it? Would you hate hitting here, Will?
Make all the excuses in the world you want, all right? You can go out there and you can say, oh, well, we can't hit the ball over here. Hey, look, you know, I played at Candlestick Park, and one day you'd catch one and go out by 40 rows, and the next day you'd catch one, and then the right fielder would come running in on it. So, you know, no matter where you go, you have this issue with the ballparks and stuff like that. Your job as a hitter is to do a better job of hitting. And guess what? If you're able to do that, you are going to go out there and you're going to put up some numbers. If you're not able to do that, you're going to be hitting 220 or 230. And, you know, my thing as coming in as an instructor is I want to see who's going to go out there and who's going to, you know, work hard and try to bust their tail and get to be a better hitter. And those are the guys that I'm looking for. I'm not looking for the guys that are going to sit on their butts and just say, no, I got it. No, you're going to have to go out on the field, and you're going to have to do it. One thing about Oracle now, it is a big ballpark. You're not going to be able to hit the ball in the air. It's not conducive to hit the ball on the air.
What you want to do is you want to hit line drives and gappers. And
You know, you're seeing some of the young guys, like we talked about before, Mr. Dickerson and those guys, they're having a lot of success doing that right now.
All right, Will, with the Cubs in town, I want to finish on a fun note. And I know you've told the story thousands of times, but go back, I believe it's 89, and I think it was Maddox on the Hill, big situation. You're on the on-deck circle. What was going on in that circumstance? And then everyone, I think, knows what the punchline to this thing is. But what's recount that one.
You know, it's the old this was the old reading of the lips stuff. And, you know, I was standing in the on-deck circle with Kevin Mitchell in a pretty crucial situation in a game. And Don Zimmer had come out to the mound to, make sure he and Maddox were on the same page. And I was looking right at him. And, you know, Maddox hit fastball in. And so, you know, I told Kevin about it. Kevin goes, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to look fastball in. And thank God it was the first pitch. Thank God I didn't miss it. And, you know, it definitely helped the Giants team that year to win the NLCS.
Great year. We were just talking about the 89 team. Will, before we let you go, flat out, do you believe this team has what it takes? Are they good enough right now to grab one of those wild card spots?
You know what this team is? This team is not even in July. Come back to me end of August. I'll let you know.
All right. We'll come back to you in August, and we'll ask you the same question. And hopefully Madison Bumgarner still pitching for the Giants, and they are continuing this hot streak. Will Clark, we thank you so much for the time today. Always good to catch up with you.
Same here. You gentlemen, have a great day. We'll talk to you all soon.
Absolutely. Will the Thrill Clark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.